Well, Joe, obviously there'll be a few extra boats on the lakes this weekend with the holiday. Let's talk about boating safety. What do folks need to know?
Well, a couple of things that we've encountered this year is that we've got quite a few people that have been hitting the water, just enjoying recreating on the area lakes. One of the biggest things that we stress is life jackets for PFDs. State law requires that every person on board has a PFD. They do not have to wear it. They just have to have it readily accessible. For those that are 12 years and under, they have to have one on at all times, whether the boat's in motion or if it's just sitting idle. Some of the other things, that boat 16 foot and up, they need to have a throwable device on board. Make sure that if you've got an inboard fuel tank that you've got a fire extinguisher. We've seen a few fires, obviously, this year. And, you know, again, in the middle of the lake, the fire department's not able to respond to you. So you're kind of your own rescue at that moment. And a fire extinguisher comes in very handy. If you're going to be out on the water after dark, some of the things that we're looking for is making sure that you have your navigational lights active. That'll be the red and green light on the front. That'll be a white light in the stern. One of the probably the biggest misconceptions we have is people like to turn their docking lights on. And so those are helpful, but they're intended to actually dock or load your vessel up. And so we ask that you turn those off as you're motoring across the lake. It blinds people. It kind of gives, kind of like driving down the highway with your high beams on. And so people can't see that red or green bow light that's coming across the lake because they're blinded by the white lights.
If someone has a boating accident, what do they need to do, Joe?
Obviously, first thing to do is render aid. If there's somebody that needs help or assistance, let's do that. Any boating accident that involves serious injury beyond first aid or over $2,000 in damage needs to be reported to the Arkansas Game and Fish. Our hotline is 800-482-9262. And so that's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They can also call 911. Baxter County Sheriff's Office will route us and get us that information as well. Quite a few people like to take out to the lake and enjoy themselves. One of the things that we try to reiterate is that if you're going to be drinking, let's do it in moderation. Make sure that you've got a designated driver. Sometimes that alcohol can be a little significant factor in some accidents. And so we've seen a few arrests this year coming off of Bull Shoals in Northport Lake. And so, again, if you're out there, you're having fun, just try to do it in moderation. Everybody wants to have a good time, and we want you to have a good time. It's not illegal to drink on the water. It's just illegal to drink and drive over the limit.
If someone is arrested for boating while intoxicated, what kind of penalties are there?
Well, they're going to get a trip to Baxter County Jail. They'll probably be booked in overnight for at least a 12-hour hold, but you know, again, the penalty for a BWI is exactly the same as a DWI. So the exact same thing that you'll get while driving while intoxicated will be the same penalties. You lose your driver's license. You've got to attend some alcohol classes. And again, pretty stiff penalties associated with those fines.
Joe, what about those that are going to be on the rivers this weekend?
The flows have been fluctuating quite a bit, you know, throughout the summer. And so some of the accidents we've seen is when the flows are down, people are running into the rocks or some obstructions. Just be mindful of your environment. If it's high flow and they're pushing a lot of water down the river, just be mindful of where you're fishing and drifting. We're getting quite a few people that are getting, you know, pretty fixed on their casting and what they're landing in their nets, but they don't pay attention to where they're drifting and their boats are running into docks and flipping over. And so, again, just want everybody to be safe, have a good, enjoyable weekend, enjoy this beautiful country.
Very good. Joe, hey, we appreciate the time.
Thank you so much.